On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
You work with someone who's doing a better job at your gig than you are.
Yeah.
Or at least they're being noticed for doing a better job than you are. And that's created a situation here where we work.
What's that?
The relationship you have with your coworkers can be a complicated one. And it hinges on a couple of different things. But one person is here to argue in this room that how well you get along with someone you work with can be blown up completely simply by someone doing their job really well.
Oh, perceived.
Oh, he's not doing a good job.
I don't know. I don't know what he does. I don't follow him around. Do you?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A massive congratulations to one of our coworkers.
Massive.
Billy Kidd works down on the country station, does afternoons down there. He's worked here forever.
He's got to have like 40 years here.
He's been here since he was a teenager.
Yeah.
And he's one of the nicest, greatest guys you'll ever meet.
Billy the Kid? Great guy.
His name is Billy Kidd.
Yeah, they should change that, man. Tell you that.
Why?
Like, he should be Billy the Kid. He's on a country station.
Oh, okay.
Change it after he's been on the air for 30 years.
It would help.
Okay. This week, Billy Kidd won a national award at this massive radio get-together in Nashville. Mm. He was named the best radio person in America for the job that he does here. Mm. It is a big effing
mid-sized market
deal.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what market do you work in?
Mid-sized market.
Yeah, okay.
But let's just make sure we're talking here, you know.
Kimmy? You saw this email and your first thought was?
He deserves it.
100%.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm talking to Kimmy. For anything anybody needs. Like, he helps us when he doesn't have to. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, good people.
He actually helps you. He reads our hate mail of the week for us every week.
Right.
Well, he did.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's not going to be the same after this discussion.
So this could not have happened.
He could read his own hate.
This could not have happened to a better guy. And that leaves, so you're thrilled for the guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am over the moon for Billy. And it leaves one more person in this room who we are sure is also thrilled for him.
Who has also worked with him the longest.
Yeah, that's actually true.
I don't work with him. He works down the hall in the afternoons.
But you know, it's funny, when we talk Spazano or Moose, you work with him. When it comes to Billy, all of a sudden, no, I don't work with Billy Kidd.
Well, those are morning guys. It's different.
Okay, so on Saturday, we got an email from one of our corporate bosses letting us know.
They're lighting it up, baby.
That Billy won this thing, right? And we all saw it, and we were all excited whatever. Yeah. You know, Billy also doesn't do cough into a microphone. And we come in here. We kind of forgot about it, you and I. And we come in here Monday, and out of nowhere, tell me, did you see the email?
Oh, my God.
What's the problem?
And all the suck-ups. The chain suck-ups that just showed up out of nowhere.
How is saying congratulations well-deserved being a suck-up?
He's not a boss. Who are you sucking up
to? He is a boss. He's a department head.
Kind of.
No, he is a department head.
Now you're
he got an award for being a department head. He's a program director.
APD.
Yeah, he's a program director.
No, what I'm saying is he's not your boss. Yeah. Everyone congratulating him, he's not their boss. They're not sucking up.
All the country suck-ups showed up. Country suck-ups line straight up.
All right, so if you're new to the break room, this is a common occurrence, happening. Every time someone in our industry gets an award, Tommy freaks the hell out, and he starts talking about a bunch of junk about how they don't deserve it, how folks make too big a deal.
I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. Right next to Rich Funky.
And it's all because in the 30 years that Tommy has worked in
32.
This business, he has never won a single award. Not a single award.
No, but this is
award.
How they treat Italians in this country.
Yeah?
The Sicilians can't get a break. Give me a movie. Give me something.
You know what Billy's last name is? His real last name? Kidadodio. Yeah, he's Italian. You didn't know that?
Not Italian.
Look at the guy. He's Mr. Italian.
You can't be Italian and be on a country station. They'd fire you. There's no Italians in country.
Really? What about Garth Brooksioso? Look, this is straight up jealousy. Even though you
were jealous.
Will not, what do you mean? No, you're jealous. Wait, every time
wait,
somebody...
what? Knock yourself out.
Like,
keep
this is...
polishing your own statue, Billy the Kid.
Billy Kid.
I can understand. Like, we are dicks here, right? And there are people that would win awards here and be like, nah, but what do they do? Did they deserve it? Like, this is the one guy where we're like, yeah, you know what? He should be honored. He does do a lot here. He deserves it. Like, I have no problem giving him kudos for everything that he's done.
All right, and yet, your jealousy rages with such passion.
Does he sell you weed?
Is
your weed dealer?
No.
Does he sell weed?
This is a connection.
Oh, my God.
What? So you think I can't genuinely be happy for somebody?
No, I think there's a green connection.
No, he could. It's because he as a person cannot be genuinely happy for someone. All right. Tell me true or false.
Oh, I love these.
Are you ready?
Yeah. False.
Tommy is talented. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. True or false?
Is it?
The second a coworker is recognized for doing something well, you believe it destroys the relationship with the rest of the coworkers.
I think it's I think it's counterproductive to give out these awards, especially to department heads and bosses.
Oh,
I mean, it's you should give it to the workers, not to the top.
You mean like the guys who come in and bust their ass every day?
Yeah, those
are here for hours. You know, do everything in their job. Yeah.
You have to call in the middle of the night when something goes wrong.
Yeah, like
Derek.
Yeah, but not you though.
Where's Derek's award?
Derek gets a ton of recognition for all that he does, and he deserves it.
I've never seen him go to Nashville and get all.
You could nominate him for something.
Yeah, you can actually.
Yeah.
What, Engineer of the Year?
No, you can nominate him for like five different things. Go ahead.
Where at?
Exactly.
Where would I nominate?
Okay, Kimmy.
Yeah.
If one person is recognized for the work they put in, does that mean everybody else automatically hates them?
I think it depends on how that coworker is viewed. Because I think that there are some genuine people that you work with that you might feel deserve an award.
Okay.
I'm going to say the majority of them, you're going to be a little jealous.
Okay, I mean, doesn't everybody think they deserve that award too?
Well, I know one person in this room does.
And I think it does help if it's like a different department or something that you don't have a hand in, because then you just feel like, okay, I don't know what goes on over there, so sure, like maybe they deserve that award.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can you truly be happy for a coworker if they get special recognition you don't? Because the reality is that award, that attaboy, whatever they get, it shows that they are more valuable in that moment than you are. You didn't get any special recognition. You are just some other person that works there.
It's just somebody's opinion on that person.
Yeah, so why does it bother you so
because,
much?
Because they don't like me for some reason.
No, for some reason. I mean, look, that person that got the award, that special recognition, that bonus, they earned it.
Bonus?
Did they earn it? They put in the work. They did things the right way. They got up and they brought the best they had to their job. Aren't we all supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So why are we rewarding you doing your job? Do your job.
Because I know a guy that gets paid for not doing his job.
Some people go above and beyond.
Right, he don't write country music. He don't perform it. He just programs it. He puts it in a machine and it spits it out.
Do you know how to do any of that?
I just explain it to you.
There you go.
Take the country music,
put it in the machine,
then it spits it out, and then the people listen to it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy and I's good buddy, excuse me. Billy Kidd.
I like the kid.
Well,
you're
I can tell
forcing
by
me,
all the things.
You're forcing me to...
I'm asking you a question.
Right.
And you did... By the way, you went off like a car alarm off mic. That's why we're talking about this.
What?
Billy Kidd wins a massive award, best in his position in America, in Nashville over the weekend. He deserves every second of it. He's one of these guys. Anything you need at any time, you call him.
Yeah.
He will help you the
Even
best
if
that
it's
he can.
Not in his job description.
And that's amazing.
Half the stuff he does is not in his job description.
And that's what he should be getting an award
for. He deserves this award, and when we got the email, Tommy comes in on Monday and freaks out that Billy Kidd won an award
and everybody's like,
So you didn't write him?
No.
You didn't write him a congratulations?
I never write that stuff down.
Why?
I didn't see you either.
I texted him personally.
All you had to do was hit reply all.
Why, are you ashamed to put it out there in public?
No, because I thought it would mean, I mean, I like the guy a lot. We've known each other for a while. I thought it would mean more if I wasn't doing it for our boss to see. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
All so right. You did it personally?
Can you show me that text, please?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, let me see.
Here you go.
Yeah, I see.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Everyone talk amongst themselves.
No, I can't see it.
Yeah, okay. I'll screenshot it.
Taking a long time for you to find it.
Well, I'm a very popular person.
Are
so
you really?
I'm texting a lot of person.
I know, you suck up to a lot of people.
What would I gain by congratulating Billy?
I don't know what your angle is, Duffy.
Exactly.
But I know there's an angle there somewhere.
Do you feel comfortable...
I guess you.
Okay, yeah.
Would you feel comfortable knowing you may be the only person in this building who didn't send a congrats note? Would you feel comfortable going to have a conversation with him today if you needed something?
No, sure. Why not?
Gosh, you're a terrible human.
What's he going to tell me? No or yes? Who cares?
Okay.
Well, why would I be ashamed of to
you
go up if I needed something?
You don't feel like a little bit bad that you're the only one that didn't reach out? Are you even going to acknowledge it when you see him?
Oh, if I saw him in the hallway? Yeah.
You never see him in the hallway.
Yeah, I know. So it won't happen. No, but if I needed something today, Either he's going to say yes.
I wouldn't ask. If I was the only one that didn't reach out, and let's say there was something that I needed from him, I'd figure out a way to do it myself.
Amen, sister.
But what if he does it for you?
Well, then I feel even worse.
No, man, you won. You won, man.
I don't want to win.
You want to win.
What is there to win?
About getting. Get.
No, but you don't get anything because nobody talks to you.
No, but if I need something, I get it.
No, but that's what Kimmy's trying to say here.
What's that?
Right? Like we talked about the complicated relationship with your coworkers and when one is recognized and when not, there's a give and take. No, you don't because you're not listening.
I'm listening.
Look at me. There's a give and take amongst coworkers.
Yes.
Whether that's work, whether that's credit, whether that's congratulations. So when you don't give your side, you are much less likely to get back what you need.
But somebody has to take from the givers to make the givers feel good about themselves. If I take from him and I never reached out to him, he's going to feel like the bigger person and I'm actually doing him a favor.
All right, so I'm going to be straight up.
It elevates him up even higher.
That's a lot of mental gymnastics you just did.
Well, that's why he has not been promoted in 32 years.
Yeah, like, but there's
literally everybody in this room has moved on to different things, bigger, better things.
Anything.
And he's been in that same damn chair like
a
fungus.
I see some of that moving on.
This is what he's saying right now. By not doing anything, I'm making everybody better.
Yes.
No, that's true. You do make everyone look better.
Yeah.
Danny writes us on Instagram. He said,
oh, is that our Danny?
No, different Danny.
Yeah.
Billy is great. Billy helped me set up my marriage proposal to my wife by organizing a backstage meet and greet with a country artist.
That's
Billy
pretty
Kidd.
Cool.
And that's what Billy Kidd does because he goes above and beyond. Brett writes us more about the conversation we're having. He says, these work awards don't ever mean anything.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the money that matters. And the people you work with know who gets the job done. These stupid awards are just to make people feel better. Dear Lord. So we shouldn't recognize people that do well at their jobs?
Well, you can. Just say, hey, way to go. I don't think
that's what this was.
Like,
that's what this was.
Like Nashville and Billboard.
So you think everybody should get like a trophy for just showing up to work every day?
Well, this would be nice.
A participation trophy?
Yeah.
See, because here's the thing. Based on Brett's Facebook message, I'm guessing Brett is not the participation trophy kind of guy. Like, if you get mad at this stuff, if you get mad at your coworker getting an award that you didn't get, you are participation trophy guy.
Yeah.
They got something you didn't and you don't like it. I want everyone to get an award.
Yes.
Yeah, except that you're not that guy and you always bitch about that stuff.
Not right, Pat.
Do you think... Oh,
what are they doing?
After you.
Do you think it means more to get an award... like coming from within the company, like if your coworkers voted on you to get that award, or an outside recognition, like something a little bit bigger, but it wasn't voted on necessarily by your coworkers.
I would argue the outside only because it's easy to skew coworker votes. Because a lot of time folks will just vote for if there's an award, guys they like the most, girls they like
the most.
Like
a company award.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's fine. I mean, it shows that you're well respected. If it comes to like how you do your actual job, I think
outside
the
company,
outside
one
means
more. But then your coworkers could look that and be like, they don't really know what goes on here. They don't know, bro.
They don't see the dirt that goes on, the dirty machinery that runs radio.
Like what?
You know what?
No, I'm asking.
I want to say.
I'm asking.
I don't want to get us in trouble.
You get here at 6, you leave at 10.
Might have to delay it.
You don't even know how the machinery works, like the legitimate machinery. There was banging in the boiler room. You had no idea.
Well, nobody did.
Mike reaches out to us on Facebook.
Right.
He says, if you're not really happy for a coworker, you are the bad coworker. Why would I want to work with someone that wants to see me fail? That's a great question.
Not fail. Nobody's saying failure.
You do love watching our coworkers fail. There it is. Literally, that's the best impression I do.
I got a buddy of mine who's the same way.
Yeah?
Same way. Jumps right in.
Don't
on
you
it
try
too.
To drag me down.
Such as even stand up and start doing impressions
we
of the guy.
We are not the same person.
Oh, yes, we are.
No,
brother.
We're not. See,
there's somebody else in the room that'll also jump
no,
in.
No, I can admit we're bad people. But I think that there are a select few that I thought most people would be genuinely happy for.
I
but I guess,
like the
I guess
kid.
You don't
no, you don't.
Have,
you're trying to make out like I don't like
no,
him
no,
as,
not that
he, as,
like
as
them,
one of
but
Jesus'
like, I thought
children.
Like there are some people you, even you could admit are good at their job and that doesn't exist.
No,
you.
I do. I do
Who's good at their job here? Go ahead. Right
well,
now.
All, Derek, our engineer.
Wow.
I like how you asked me a question.
At your house
exactly.
To fix things
no, he
for
does,
you.
It's a selfish pick. Outside of Derek, outside of a guy who does something directly for you.
All right, my top 10 really good at their jobs around here.
Go ahead. Go.
All right. Well, Spizzano's number one.
Yeah?
Yeah, Scott brings it every day.
Okay.
And he's been doing it for like 50 years.
I wonder what he's doing right now.
Well, right now, he's probably playing some of the best music ever written.
That's our tag, you idiot.
I know. Oh.
But he used to be on the show.
He was never on the show.
Yeah, he was on PX.
He was on this station. We're on CMF. You're all over the place right now.
I would say Spizzano probably number one.
Okay, which two?
Because he's Sicilian. You gotta like Moose. You know, he went out to L.A.
He's just naming people. He's looking out the window and naming people.
He was on the red carpet. Okay. I understand he's very big in the Philippines right now with some of his movies.
Kimmy.
Gene Battaglia.
If we're
also
being
a great
sincere.
Guy.
You're just naming Italians you work with?
Yes.
Kimmy, do you think that most people really want to see the folks they work with fail?
Fail?
It's not that you're doing a better job. It's that them being poor at it makes you look better in comparison. I mean, that would affect everybody negatively, but it would also make you look really, really
good. It's also better than
you're
me.
You're not kidding!
No, because, right, but I think I want to help her.
But no, I think because the more people that fail, the more pressure it puts on you. Like, the more slack you're going to have to pick up.
Okay, but we also have a tendency, and this guy could back this up. Yeah. That when
I can't talk right now.
When somebody, that would be awesome. Oh, look, our ratings just skyrocketed. Look at that. We got Spizzano numbers now.
Boy, that'd be nice.
Doing well in Sicily. We also have seen those situations where somebody new from the outside comes in. They come in and bust their ass, and everybody hates them because they're working too hard. Yeah,
but I think that you're also describing somebody that goes way above and beyond their job description.
So what's the balance then?
Well, are you asking which guy's worse, the person that fails or the person that goes
not the person that fails. I mean, you sit here and you say you don't want to see your coworkers do poorly because that stresses everybody else out. But when somebody comes in and is willing to pick up the slack, but they get the credit for it, that also pisses other people off. So which one's the better way to be?
Well, the problem with that guy is if they're doing more, then more is going to be expected of you, too.
Okay.
So you can't win either way.
So who do you hate more, the one that's underachieving?
Probably the person that's overachieving.
Okay.
Because it's making you look bad.
I understand.
Not even making you look bad, but like I don't want the boss to be like, well, if he's got time or she's got time to do it, what are you doing all day?
Nobody likes the golden boy or girl.
Mm.
They don't.
Okay.
What?
No, I don't know. I listen to you, and I'm observing how you're wringing your hands because you realize you're wrong.
I'm also
and you're
a little ashy.
Psycho ashy.
I'm a little ashy.
Yeah, whitest guy who lives in Pittsburgh is ashy.
What?
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, it's here.
Good, let's do it.
What you've been waiting for your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
The end of traffic jams,
mm-hmm.
a way to get to work, not driving on the road like a sucker,
mm-hmm.
but gliding through the air.
The future.
And this company says it's not out of the question. Within the next 5 to 10 years, you could have one of these in your driveway. But there's a problem.
What's that?
Well, with new tech comes potential dangers.
Oh, sure.
And we're actually seeing it right now firsthand on the roads in front of our faces. So you can have this.
Mm-hmm.
But people will also be watching you to see how bad you may end up hurting yourself.
But you got to work the bugs out. There's always going to be a cost for any improvement.
No, you're not wrong. I just don't want to be the first one out there working out the bugs.
It'll be fine.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You can hear our wonderful voices.
Oh, yeah.
But how'd you like to see our gorgeous faces?
Well, watch us talk.
Log on the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. Our live stream is up. We are rolling.
Mm.
Yeah. Tommy looking very festive with Josh Allen over his shoulder. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Check it out. And by the way, if you ever miss any Break Room.
Yeah, what did I do?
The second the day is over, it is saved on YouTube. So all of our shows, since we've started doing this about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. are saved on YouTube.
All that disappointment.
That's right. And more.
In one location.
And more disappointment. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Ladies and gentlemen.
Where are we at?
The flying car is here.
Damn.
Over the weekend, a company called Aleph Aeronautics released footage of the first public test of their flying vehicle.
So they lifted her off.
Yeah, it looks weird. It's like, Tommy, it looks like a combination of a flying saucer and the original Batmobile, but it's kind of square.
That sounds cool as crap.
It's got like a dome over the top of it.
A bubble top.
Yeah, but it's not glass. Okay. So I don't know if you can like see through it in the front. I don't know if it's got a windshield in the front. And it's like I guess it's shaped like an ice cream sandwich.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
It sounds pretty badass.
And in the video, the flying car, which has four tires on it, so it can drive, it hovers straight up in the air.
Like a helicopter.
You got it. And then it goes forward over a parked car in front of it and drops down again.
Okay.
They released a second video of the vehicle essentially doing the same thing on a public road.
So is there somebody in the vehicle when this is happening?
You know what? I don't know.
No, they always get a monkey in it first, then a dog, then a good-looking guy.
I thought it was dog, monkey, good-looking guy.
Oh, maybe you're
dog,
right.
Dog, monkey, jungling.
Yeah, they're going to go with the NASA chain of events.
So the car doesn't have wings, yeah. And it looks like it hovers from stuff propelling it straight up off
the
ground.
So it's like a drone.
I think that's the perfect way to put it. So like the hover packs.
Yeah.
All right. So the company says the car is fully electric. It has a 198-mile driving range and a 99-mile flying range. And if you want to, you can pre-order the vehicle right now.
Damn.
In fact, the company says they already have over 3,300 pre-orders right now.
Pretty good.
And that's probably gone up with the video being released over the weekend.
Yeah.
The current price.
Yeah, it's got to be a huge whack on
of the vehicle.
How much?
In the video they put out over the weekend, $300,000.
That's a Ferrari.
It's a flying car, bro.
How high does it go? Does it just
hopefully
stay
above
kinda,
trees.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Lines.
Does it go that high, or is it more just?
Well,
I don't know. Or does it just kind of hover?
It looks like it went about 15 feet off the air in the video.
But I'm guessing if you're flying, you're going to have to at least go above the goddamn power line.
So just to be clear,
but I don't know if that's what flying means.
You didn't know it existed.
Right. Yeah.
You have not seen the video, and now you're telling me what the car does.
Well, you can't hit crap. It has to go. What's the highest cell tower? 1,000 feet?
I don't know.
What?
It's got to go up at least 1,000 feet.
But then you're in a plane.
Yeah.
Well,
and you run the risk of being hit by a plane.
No, because they're up 3,500 feet.
I don't think it goes.
When's the last time you saw anything hit a plane besides last week?
252 WCMF. Tommy, you in?
Oh, you know I'm in. But the problem is I'm going to be too old by the time I get one.
It's at 5 to 10. Yeah, you'll be dead. No, but I mean, for everyone
else. No, but they won't let senior citizens have them.
You shouldn't be driving a car, let alone a car that can fly.
What could happen?
Everything?
No.
Look, I'll put it this way.
Hmm?
They're asking a lot of consumers right now to invest in this car. Because first of all, like you said, the cost is high.
Yeah.
There isn't any guarantee that this is something the average person can operate. We don't know what it takes to make it fly, make it drive. We've also never seen a mass production flying vehicle.
Like a General Motors.
Yeah. Yes, available to the public. And by the way, there's no word when you would get your car. You would just have the opportunity to get in on the ground floor, above the ground floor.
I got you.
It seems like this is only going to go like up to like a yard above the ground.
A yard?
No, the one I watched, they were 15 feet
okay,
over.
Okay, maybe this That's is a three... different model then.
ALEF is the name of the company.
ALEF?
ALEF.
But you know, if it works like General Motors, Ford, they're going to make their own.
Sure, I mean, we saw that happen with the electric car, right? But you're not the tiniest bit nervous about this?
I'm a little bit, but I'm also excited to go up in one.
Okay. Car travel is dangerous at its base.
It's the most dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, accidents happen all the time. Yeah. And I get that most people don't think about it, and you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the best. But a lot can go wrong just with your four tires on the ground.
Yes.
Now we're going to add flight to that. And then on top of that, no one's ever done this before.
I guess the biggest thing is, how do you work out lanes of traffic?
Exactly. That's what I said coming in, and you were like,
but they would use like pylons and stuff to do it like they do in those air shows when they have those races.
And those never go wrong.
Never.
Okay.
Once in a while, one of them Red Bull guys kind of eats some dirt.
Eats some dirt?
Yeah, quickly.
Oh. If you make a mistake. Sorry, I thought your mom was in here. If you make a mistake in your car, maybe you bang up a bumper changing lanes, right?
Yeah.
There's a pretty good chance you're going to be safe. You make a mistake in a flying car, you could plummet 15 to 20 feet to the ground.
Yeah, but it's quick.
Okay, we've also had, like, you know, failures in technology in your car. Like, if you're all of a sudden your car, and just stop working, you go to the side of the road. What happens when you're in the air?
You just glide down.
Yeah.
And by the way, less obstacles in the air. Like, all the obstacles you got to face.
Yeah, just the ground when you hit it.
And the power lines and the trees and other people with flying cars.
You'll never hit another mailbox.
Yeah, if you're a person that is a I'll get to that later kind of person when it comes to your car, this probably isn't for you.
Yeah, uninspected flying car.
I mean, there'll be some junk driving up there.
And like to the point you asked a second ago, 252 WCMF, we're talking about this company. They are called Aleph Aeronautics. They released footage of the first public test of their flying vehicle, and it looks amazing. It looks like an ice cream sandwich with like a bubble top over it. It goes about 15 feet in the air. It hovers over a parked car. It drops down. They released a second video of them doing it on a public road. They say it's totally electric, 198-mile driving range, 99-mile flying range. You can pre-order one now. The current price of the vehicle that is in the video is $300,000. Like, when it comes to regulating something like this, to keep people safe on the roads, we have a bunch of rules.
Right. The same will be with these things.
Speed limit, inspection, registration.
Right.
How do you make laws about flying cars?
They'll figure it out. But they figured it out with the car.
No, but you need to figure it out before you do it.
Mm. You'll get there.
No. That should be in place before the cars come out. So let's say I buy this car and it shows up in my driveway. Mm-hmm. Where can I use it?
Well, right now.
Nowhere.
Probably in a field.
Okay.
But eventually, that'll be a legitimate form of transportation that'll be inspected by, you'll have a license for it.
But you're going
to
have.
There'll be sky cops.
It does say it's expected to have autopiloting.
How sweet is that, bro? I just get in there, boop, 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 go.
Here's what you're not thinking about.
I just thought about it. Boop, 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 go.
Every state has different rules for driver's licenses.
Yes.
Okay. So that means every one of our 50 states. In the 50 nifty United States, would have to come up with their own laws and regulations and infrastructure.
You'll have your Southern hover car. You'll have your winter beater car, hover car.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Vic, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. You kind of stepped on my thought initially, but now you have to register with the TSA and the DMV.
I mean, I don't know.
A car.
In all sincerity, like, I don't know how you would be able to until every state has, like, years to put together the infrastructure, safely allow people to fly over other people driving while other people are also flying.
But they'll work it out.
You know what? The driving test is hard enough now without including a hovering car.
You ever parallel park a hover car? Not easy, Tommy.
And one of those cool cities is going to do it. One of those cool, like, futuristic cities is going to jump on it, and you're going to see how they do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget, Einstein was the first dog to test a time-traveling vehicle also. So
this is true.
They probably will use dogs.
And Back to the Future. And he made it. So, Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I'm going to throw something out there.
Throw it out.
All right, so, you know, the last couple of years there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure in the greater Rochester.
Right.
Berkeley Breen standing under bridges and, like, there's concrete falling. We can't take care of the bridges we have. And you're cool with, like, we'll just put together all new stuff for a flying car?
You don't need much. You need a pad to land, a couple of pylons, turn air.
How do you keep them in the air?
Yeah, how do you keep them in the air?
The pylons, how do you keep them in the air?
No, they're freestanding.
Oh, so they stick in the ground and they go straight up?
Straight up. And they have, like, a flag and a light on it.
Forever.
No, they go up as the legal limit.
Like, if I'm going to drive to Charlotte from my house, I would need pylons from my house in West Henrietta out 2390, jump on 390,
maybe?
To the parkway. How expensive would that be?
You wouldn't need them.
Why?
Digital. Like, you put on your goggles, and you digitally, like, a game with those sea goggles.
That's not digital.
That was very forward-thinking of you.
Yeah, it's easy. They're going to figure this all out. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, one of those, like, Dubai futuristic cities, they're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then you're going to see how it's done.
Yeah, when you got a guy that gets to make the rules for everybody with no one being like, hey, it's a little easier to pull off, especially when you have a gajillion dollars and you don't care about how your citizens are being handled.
Right, but at least they'll test it for
Pretty sweet.
If they're willing to do it, let them do it.
So I don't know if this is going to, if Tommy's going to love this or hate this little detail, but it does say right now they can only go a top speed of 25 miles an hour.
Well,
it's new technology.
Okay.
So you're not really getting anywhere faster.
Yeah, no, you'll be home in a good hour from work.
No, but it's a straight shot, no lights.
You just said you have to. Yeah, there would be lights. There would be other cover cars coming from other directions.
Well, later, but in the beginning.
No, that's another great question. How do you put stoplights up in the air?
Oh, digital.
Digital stoplights.
Yeah, it'll be on that goggle thing.
Okay. I love you. You're talking a big game here, and it's, like, funny and everything. What? You never want to be the first one to jump into new technology. Oh.
No, but that's why you let. That's my whole let. Like those like Dubai,
but again,
Qatar's,
again,
Riyadh.
You would
let them
be,
do
okay,
it.
So let's say they figure it out, and then now it's available here, and everyone can go out and get their hover car. You won't be able to operate it the way you think you will, and you'll also be at the mercy of everyone else operating it.
Absolutely, but I'll be a pioneer. Like your kids, your daughter's kids.
Yeah,
this would be normal. This would be how they get around.
Sure, and they'll go to your grave and be like, "This is the first man who died in a hover car accident." Ooh. Wow. Thank you, Einstein.
I'd be the Einstein of hover.
I mean, look, you're right. Kimmy, like, you will turn heads driving this hover car if you're the first one to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But those same people that are turning their heads are only watching to see if you die or injure yourself.
But that's what they said about the airplane.
And a lot of bad things happened at first.
But a lot of good things happened.
Yes, but there are people that died along the way.
But that's always, somebody's going to have to sacrifice their life to make my life easier.
No, but that's just it. I don't want to be that guy. Yeah. Like, you sit here and you go, I want the hover car. You don't want to be that guy either.
You let that guy go first.
I mean,
if he's willing to go, let him be a daredevil.
We're watching it happen in real time with all the technology Tesla said was safe in their cars. The autopilot feature. feature they have.
Well, they got to work it out.
No, they've killed a bunch of people on public roads with
it did.
And we've seen other self-driving cars hit pedestrians. So it's not like this concern will be coming out of nowhere. And these are four-wheel, on-the-ground, regular-ass cars.
I know. There's always going to be a body count. It just is.
But we haven't even gotten to the most concerning part.
What, the whirly blades?
No. Right. I don't even, is that what you, is that the scientific term?
The thing?
The whirly blades?
The whirly blades.
The folks who will be able to afford something like a self-driving
elite,
car?
The super elite.
Won't be the ones that are cautious.
What do you mean, rich people?
I'm sure they really care about others.
I mean, look.
On the road.
Kimmy, you're going to see people getting these just to impress people. And they're going to want to see what this baby can do. You never meet someone in a Ferrari or a Jaguar or a Lamborghini that's doing 20 in a school zone.
No.
Like, that person's going to want to open it up.
Maybe you want to show it off. Yeah. Fly it around the neighborhood, show everybody. Maybe buzz a couple of houses.
I mean, how many rich people? A guy died in his homemade submarine, for God's sakes. You trust these people to get in a flying car and everything's going
to
be fine?
Other people to come with them.
Thank you. I mean, this seems like a bad idea right now.
Well, all right. So a bunch of rich people go up and hurt themselves.
And fall on you.
Yeah, right. That's a problem. Right,
maybe. But let that happen. Have your laughs.
Okay.
And then it'll work itself out.
Okay.
Don't fear the future.
I'm not fearing the future. I'm saying let's make sure all this is buttoned up before we pull this
and
trigger.
And we will. And even if it's
who's
buttoned
we?
Up.
You didn't even know this existed until 10 minutes ago.
But even so, a few people are going to get hurt even when it's buttoned up. Okay. You know what happens.
By the way, if I'm you, I'd be super nervous because if there's a town where these would exist, it would be Pittsburgh. So they're going to be falling on your house. Oh, excuse me. Your wife's house.
Yeah, it's her house.
You'll be sitting in the living room. All of a sudden, you got a hover car that just split you in half on your couch.
So you would enjoy it.
Kimmy, if somebody offered you a ride in one tomorrow, would you go?
No.
But it was like a pilot.
See, like, we're skipping steps here because, like you said, we haven't mastered. Like, I was excited about the self-driving thing, which we haven't mastered yet. So maybe, like, let's do that first. Let's make that a thing, and then we can move on to other things that are more advanced, you know?
You do make a good point.
Like, we just kind of skipped over that idea, I guess. Now we're going straight to hover cars.
Well, because things are moving faster. Technology's coming out
quicker.
Yeah,
but we didn't finish that last one yet.
No, she's right.
That's an unfinished project.
It's like everybody's got ADD, and it's like, we'll get back to that later. Let's do this more dangerous thing.
Would you get into it if it was a certified pilot?
No, right now, no.
Like a commercial pilot guy?
Not doing it.
Really? It's new for that person, too. Right?
It's all new. Yeah.
No, but they know how to fly. Basically, I'm saying, like,
I understand. I mean, yes, the technology.
They're sky guys.
Technology's too new. I don't trust the technology.
But you wouldn't get in a helicopter either.
No, I will never get in a helicopter. Right.
You should. It's one of the smoothest rides you'll ever
get. Get the hell. Oh, I should. No, I'm not doing it. No.
All right.
Like, you know how many famous people have died in helicopter crashes?
All of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but mostly they play the blues for some reason.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
When we tell you this store is going out of business, it's not going to be super surprising.
Okay.
I mean, to see, it feels like a relic of the past. It
was old school.
Yeah, and like your mother or grandmother would take you here when you were a kid maybe and you hated it.
Mm.
But what is strange about it is it's been replaced by two stores that are doing really well that are the exact same store.
Did they hip it up or something?
I don't think so.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Joann Fabrics.
What?
Looks like it's going out of business.
Even our local locations?
It looks like all 800 locations.
They have 800 of them joints?
I mean, you forget how big. Yeah. I mean, there were, what, three or four Joann Fabrics in Rochester at one point? So the chain has been in financial trouble. They tried to find a buyer, but they failed. So it is believed that all 800 locations will be shuttered in the coming months unless something crazy happens. And I tell you, Joann Fabrics is closing.
Yeah, I could care less.
And not that you wouldn't care.
No, but yeah, you know, it's old lady stuff.
Exactly.
It's sewing.
Yes.
Who crafts. Sews? Who crafts?
Well, that's just
little kids.
We went to Joann Fabrics as kids with our moms and our grandmas, right? And it sucked.
Yeah.
But Joann Fabrics is the only sewing and craft store that is not doing really well right now.
Oh, so it's back.
So there are two other stores that have become massive successes. Mm. Hobby Lobby and Michaels. And both of them, with young people and old people alike, are super popular. Have you been into a Michaels or a Hobby Lobby?
I've been to both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like you look around, The place is packed.
It is packed, and it's full of crap I don't understand.
I agree with you.
It looks pointless to me.
I agree with everything you say.
I look at every aisle, and I go, why?
Yeah, but you never had to do school projects.
No.
Which I'm guessing, like, that was, as a kid, that was most of the time we went, is like, we had to make, like, my mom had to make, help me make something or put together something last minute.
Okay, I will go to Michael's at least once every 2 weeks with my daughter.
Yeah. Mm.
They beg me to go to Michael's, and never have I ever bought a school project thing there.
Really?
They all want to buy paints and colored pencils and crafty stuff.
And beads beyond belief.
So many beads.
Yes.
So many beads.
What do you do with them?
You make necklaces and bracelets.
All right.
That's what my kids do. But like, okay, so here's what's weird about it. Mm. One, I've never gone into a Michael's with my kids where we haven't seen one of their friends also at the Michael's.
Makes sense.
Two, I've never gone to a Michael's where I haven't stood in line for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It is, and it's not like they're understaffed. They got three people work at the register. Everybody's in Michael's. So how are Hobby Lobby and Michael's so popular in Joann Fabrics, which is essentially the same store?
Thing. Was it just too big?
Or they didn't grow at the times?
It's the same store.
Yeah, it's always been the same stuff.
They didn't rebead?
No, I'm telling you, I was in a Joann Fabrics 6 months ago. It looks like a Michael's and a Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
I don't get it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What the hell's the difference? And why did people stop going to Joann Fabrics? And why did Hobby Lobby and Michael's become so successful?
Maybe it just got branded the old lady store.
Okay, could be that.
Because that's where your grandmother dragged you to or something like that.
Okay, all right. I guess.
Could have been that.
Maybe. Maybe
not as many grandmas quilting, making blankets and sweaters.
Oh, no, they're doing that. They're at Michael's and Hobby Lobby now. Because they got the same section.
Do they have like all the fabric and stuff?
I mean, I don't know if it's as much as Joann Fabrics.
I mean, that was... You know, unlimited.
God, that was the worst. My grandmother loved to sew. And
so did my mother.
Knit and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like when I was at my grandma's, we would have to go to Joann Fabrics in Greece, and it was there was nothing fun inside.
You
the
just stood there.
Huge, yeah.
And then my mother had questions, and you had to sit there and just wait. It just sucked.
And then, you know.
And I know the hobby sucks. Like sewing sucks.
Well, I mean, no, you need people to know how to sew.
Yes, and they're not happy. Anytime I see those big floors of people sewing, they all look miserable.
You are the one keeping them in business.
They always have like a little bowl of food over here, and they're just like tired.
Yeah, but you of all people need people to do that for you.
Yeah, I get it.
You get all your clothes tailored.
But I don't want to do it. Like, I can't imagine if they told me that you got to tailor your own clothes. Bro, my pants would be dragging out the door.
No,
I would be walking off my inseam.
It would be easy for you because you just measure it 7 down from your crotch and then cut it there. All set. 252-WCMF. It looks like Joann Fabrics, everyone's favorite mom and grandma store, is going out of business. They tried to find a buyer in financial stress, but they couldn't. It looks like all 800 of their locations will be closed in the coming months, which would make sense. It's kind of antiquated, you would think, except that Hobby Lobby and Michael's are pretty much the same store, and those are packed full of people from ages 5 all the way up to 105. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I realized what being impatient was inside of Joann Fabrics.
Not church.
Okay, no. I could handle church. I hated Joann. I would rather go to church at Joann Fabrics. Okay. We're inside the Joann, and my grandmother, she would go get like these patterned fabrics, whatever, right?
There was a lot for her to browse.
So you would have to take the whole damn thing off the thing.
Right, it'll roll it out.
You know, you would bring it to the lady who was going to cut it for you. You would tell. And like these women were, you know, at my age, being that they were 100 years old.
Yeah.
Unfold.
Yeah.
Unfold. Unfold. Measure. Measure. Here come the scissors. Clip.
Mm-hmm.
Clip. For 10 yards.
Yes.
For 10. Hurry up.
With their old, ugly hands.
There's always a line of 5 ladies, so like we're waiting for this to happen 5 times.
Those hands look like they should be coming out of dirt.
Bro, it was a literal hour.
Yeah.
Standing in line, waiting for this piece of fabric. God, I hate
and this
it.
This is what your grandmother thought was fun.
But now I'm doing it with my kids.
I was going to say, and I thought a lot of these hobbies were coming back around again.
They are.
Like knitting, sewing. But then why would this a place like this be going out of business?
No, to Kimmy's point, like if you go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby, they have sewing machine sections.
Yeah.
And like the sewing machine technology is like insane. There's like Bluetooth. I don't know why you would need that on your sewing machine. You know, you can also buy like, this thing called a Cricut?
What does it do?
Oh, yeah. It cuts. Right, it's patterns and things.
So, like, you can get like make your own T-shirts or like banners and things like that.
Okay,
like there's one parent on every hockey team that owns a Cricut, every sports team, so they can make their own T-shirts for the kids. It's back.
All right. You know, we have countries that'll do this for us.
For God's sakes, man.
What?
This is quicker?
No, it's not. It's super quick. Hello, China. Need this. Thank you.
Oh, I forgot. We got that
2 days is sitting there.
2 day assess in there.
It looks like slave labor. I'm going to knit. And by the way, nobody appreciates this stuff.
The older I get, the more I appreciate
it. Yeah.
Like, my grandmother used to make blankets and stuff by hand. She made all our Halloween costumes by hand. They were, like, movie-level quality. I didn't appreciate it at the time, but right. I wish I had that now, like, for my kids.
But do you have any of the quilts?
I have one that she made for me. It's a football field. It's really cool.
You still have it?
Yeah. Well, it was hand. She hand-sewed it. See, it's a Bills field. It's got the helmet in the middle. It's really cool. And then one that she made for somebody is hanging on my daughter's wall.
Oh.
What? Right. What?
Because my mother used to make like these Afghans or whatever they call them and stuff like that, and I used to line my trunk with them when I went and got landscaping so I wouldn't mess things up.
That was your mother's dead. She made that with her bare hands.
She did. She did. It wasn't for me. And they were ugly colors. Oh my God. She would have been a great Raider fan.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.